Welcome back to another episode of the Jasmine Star Show. Let's get into the Christmas spirit with a bit of a story, why don't we? Okay, when I was 9 years old, I desperately hoped for the starring role of Mary in our church Christmas play. But, you know, the director looked at me and whispered, just took one little look at me. He was like, I have the perfect part for you. And I was so excited. I was like, I can't believe this. Like, my church Broadway debut was about to happen. 2 weeks later, my hair was slicked back into a really tight bun. I wore a beard. And my, like, the name that was listed next in the printed show program was Angry Innkeeper. Okay. So instead of floating onto stage like, oh, I'm beautifully Mary and I'm pregnant, I choked on my fake beard as my theatrical debut was relegated to shouting, I said there's no room in the inn. Okay. So thankfully, my Broadway aspirations, they ended on that stage. But that experience taught me that shouting on a stage, in person, or online, it's never a good thing. Like, you don't want to be the internet's angry innkeeper. Okay. So during the holidays, customers are bombarded with advertisements. So it feels like if you're a business owner, you're like, oh, then I must be shouting above the noise to get my business noticed. And I feel like a lot of business owners are pulled into like this drama, this feeling of I need to price reduce, I need to have flashy sales, I need to do all the buy one, get one, I need to more. And let's not forget to mention how frustrating it is when like the internet's bearded innkeepers are shouting the loudest, like, you know, AKA your competitors. And then they're out there just like undercutting your prices. Like whatever innkeepers are, they're like, there is vacancy and it is cheaper. Okay. Should I stop with this analogy? Yes. This Christmas story. I think I've pulled it far too long into this podcast. Okay. Ask yourself, what can you do in the holiday seasons? Well, we should start with maybe things that you should not do. I don't think there's a right or wrong way to do it, but I want to come out and say that like, you don't need to follow the crowds if it's not in alignment to you. So you should not slash your prices this holiday season because everybody else is doing it. You should not sacrifice your profits because the masses are doing it. You should not offer your product or service for lower than you're comfortable with. Now, if you do decide to have a sale, if you do decide to say, hey, like it's okay for me to lose a little bit of the profitability this month because the long-term effects, great, great, great. I'm just saying, know why you're making those decisions and don't feel the pressure because somebody else is doing it, therefore I must. No, I don't believe that you need to do any of these things in order to still have a profitable December. That's why in this episode, I want to give you 3 ways to take advantage of the holiday sales season without lowering your prices. Are you ready to dive in? Okay. Let's dive in with 1. Hey, have you considered giving a gift with purchase? Now, I'm starting off these tips with a banger because offering a gift with a purchase is one of my favorite ways to boost holiday sales. Now, to do this, simply advertise the purchases over a set amount, and then, hey, they'll receive an additional treat, which could be anything from like a branded Christmas ornament to a gift card or like anything that would make them look or feel like they're getting something in return. Now, the key with offering a gift with purchase incentive is that the gift should be something that your ideal customer would want, and it shouldn't be something you already sell. Okay. But it doesn't have to have like a ton of monetary value. So we can break this down. Like it could be as simple as a coupon for the next purchase or a little something that will help them use your product, like an eyelash curler or a beauty blender if you sell makeup. Okay, I'm going to try to offer as many examples as possible just to get your wheels turning. So if you're a product-based business that many people purchase as gifts for other people, you could even gift your customers with one less thing to do this holiday season and get the leg up on your competitors by offering gift wrapping on your products. Hey, that's just another idea. So whatever you decide, a gift with purchase is a great way to increase holiday sales without devaluing your product or service by reducing the price. You give something extra, you don't lower the price. Okay, 2, kind of in the same vein, but you could offer something for free. This is probably the most self-explanatory on my list of ideas. People love the word free. But for business owners, it often implies like you're losing money. But there are ways to get around this. As a product-based business owner, you could offer free shipping on purchases over a set amount so that your profits pay for the shipping cost. You can include a free coupon for them to use on their birthday next year. You could give a free course, a PDF, a lesson on something that accompanies your product, such as an introductory guitar lesson when somebody purchases guitar strings. Okay, you can include a free mystery product in all of your orders placed during the holiday season. Okay, so those are like a few ideas for product-based businesses. But when you think, oh, well, I'm a service-based business, what is something that I could add for free? Perhaps, and I'm just throwing ideas out, they don't have to be good. I always think that it's empowering to start saying, like, this is just the starting idea. This is not the idea. So I'm giving you starting ideas, and you might think those are terrible, but if they incite a good idea, well, then hey, you're moving in the right direction. Okay, let's focus on service-based business owners. Perhaps you could offer a free 15-minute consultation of some sort in which you use that time to learn more about their needs, build a relationship, and maybe you turn them into more sales later down the road. You can give a coupon book that you collaborate with other businesses. So let's just say that you are a stylist. What would it look like for you to put together a coupon book from local boutiques, a nail studio, a hair studio, and add that as value? You can offer a free surprise upgrade for anybody who invests within a certain time frame. You could create exclusive like groups, like a free group for those who invested in your service during a certain period. Now, this, I get it. These ideas are probably going to require a little bit of brainstorming, but if you could work it into your promotions this season, you're sure to make more sales without cutting your prices. So we can create another idea for how to keep your sales the same or even more during the holiday season without cutting your prices. And number three is to create bundles. Now, I know that as small business owners, you might not have like a lot of money to offer a gift with purchase or something else small for free. And I get that, which is why this third way is to participate in holiday sales without lowering your price, but it doesn't require you to sacrifice the profits because people love to save time. So if you're able to create bundles of products or services that make sense to purchase together, this is a really great way to serve your customers and entice them to purchase more through a single transaction with you. So we do this on the inside of Social Curator by having an issue series. Now, an issue series is grouping of past marketing action plans that we've created to help people achieve different goals in their business. Okay, so these could be like sharpening their copywriting skills or mastering the branding basics. Okay, so what we do here is it serves our users by saving them time. And I think that you can do the same thing in your business. Basically, people, especially during the holiday season, they don't want to think. If you can service their needs and saying, hey, I've created this bundle to help you to get where you want to go. And let's just say this bundle includes three things. And each of those things cost, let's just say, $100. I'm pulling a number out of thin air. So in totality, they could bundle all three. But they probably wouldn't have thought about buying all three of those things had you not presented to them that this is the solution to everything that you are looking for. And we've made it easy for you to understand why. Maybe you're a service-based business owner, like, for example, a graphic designer, and you encourage your clients to purchase a logo design, business card design, and a website design all together, but then you offer a payment plan. Huh. They came in for a logo, and then you said, this is the whole journey, and I'll incentivize you to get everything you want on a payment plan. Let's say you're a service-based business owner, like maybe you're a virtual assistant and you have a bundle of common services like answering all emails, comments, and DMs for a flat weekly rate. So somebody might be coming to the virtual assistant saying, I need help with email. Great, but look at all these other things that I could do on retainer for that weekly rate. Okay, we're just thinking about what could you do to have them get more over time. So product-based business owners, I haven't forgot about y'all. Here are a few examples. Now remember, these are just ideas to get us started. Maybe you're a home decor seller and you create sets of your products that complement each other, like bedding, curtains, and light fixtures for the bedroom. I have to tell you, we just finished decorating our house and I would look at ideas and inspiration, and it was so easy to think, I like how all of this is put together. I only came here for a lamp, and now I'm buying all four things. Why? All they did was put it together for me. Let's say you sell kitchen accessories and you create a baking bundle. And this could be complete with mixing bowls, wooden spoons, baking sheets, and cupcake tins. Huh, I might be coming in for one thing, but because you're making it so easy for me to see the other product line, I'm getting it over time. I might be even spending more money. Maybe you sell bath products and you create a self-care bundle with a bath bomb, body wash, and body lotion. Okay, so no matter how you make it work, bundles are a really great way to add value to what it is you do. So there you have it. These are three ways to take advantage of the holiday sales season without lowering your prices. I hope this episode of the Jasmine Star Show just got your wheels turning and made you excited to make these last few weeks of the year really profitable for your business. Like always, I'm really thankful that you tuned in today, and I hope that you know the best thing you can do to increase your sales is to put yourself out there. Chances are your ideal customer would love to shop small this holiday season. So don't be afraid to let them know that you'd be grateful for their business. And you don't have to shout like an innkeeper. Okay, I went back. I went back to the analogy because the little angry innkeeper in me is still scarred from when I was 9 years old. You want to know what? At least this year, I'm not wearing a beard. I wish you all the luck as you market your business this holiday season. And I would love more than Santa's cookies for you to subscribe to the Jasmine Star Show from wherever you are tuning in from today so that we can connect in future episodes as well. Thanks, friend.